Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Ashley got an email or a message a while back. I'd like to buy your socks.
Right.
Then we thought, well, that's weird. So we had Adam on, and we thought, oh, you know, as we talked to him, we thought, all right, he has a foot fetish, but he owns it.
Exactly.
Which to me makes it less weird.
Right. Own up to it. Own it.
So he has a small collection of various socks from women, and he'd like to add a pair of Ashley's socks to his fine collection of women's socks. And we thought, wow, that's great. So he offered her $100 plus, I think, $25 a day to wear them and hand them over scented.
To make them more seasoned, yes.
We have some information to tell him now.
I didn't make it the 7 days. I washed them on Sunday because it's just gross.
She washed them.
Listen.
First of all, they're not yours. He's buying
Time
them.
Out. Listen.
Yeah, right. They're not yours.
There was a deal here.
Right? Hold on. Hold on. Listen to this. He said $25 a day up to 7 days. So he doesn't get seven. He gets four. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah,
they're on my feet right
now.
But
they're washed.
But he really wants seven.
But they're 4 days dirty. Four freaking days dirty. They're disgusting. Do you want to smell them?
No.
He wants disgusting.
They're 4 days dirty.
And he wants more. Per day, 25.
Ashley, you walk around complaining about money all the time, and you have an opportunity to make good money, and you blow it.
I'm offending myself. It's disgusting. I don't think he wants these.
Yeah, I think he does.
Adam, do you want these?
I do.
Boom, there you go.
Definitely do.
Customer was always right.
If they were 7 days and disgusting, would you still want them?
Absolutely.
See?
So if
you're wrong.
If wanting them at 4 days is a five, where is your desire for them for 7 days?
That's 11 out of 10.
11 out of 10.
You
11.
Blew it, Ashley.
No, I didn't
11.
Blow it. I did nothing wrong.
You
he said $25. The agreement was $100 for the socks, $100 for the toy drive. Done. Right? $25 a day. Per day,
Phil, you want
I
fact
wear
checker?
Them.
But why do
no,
you
$25 additional after the first day that you wear them.
Right.
And per day.
He would match whatever he was buying the socks for to the toy drive.
No. You've been fact no. Play it back.
Adam, does that sound right to you?
No.
I'll do it.
Exactly.
No, but what? Do you remember what the original agreement was?
Hey, I'm just still in awe. So anything, you know, because I did say 100 for the toy drive on that first day.
Yeah.
And then, then 25 for each additional day.
Yes.
So 100 for Ashley,
so
25
he gets four.
For...
So it's an extra 100.
But he wants 7 days.
Up to 7 days. Call Norm Pattis.
But
I want an attorney.
Norm has got better things to do than
deal
with
your feet.
I want
an attorney. This was not specified nor indicated
Why
on the original
you
day
You're
of the verbal
money
agreement.
To have stinky socks and give it to the guy.
Yeah, he
Why
gets
do you
4 days.
Care?
That's an additional $25. That's an additional $100.
Money. You like the smell of money?
Yes, I get $200 of money.
That's not money you smell.
And another $100 to the toy drive. That's $300 total. What is the problem?
You know, if you get money, you start paying for some of these death pool things you haven't paid off yet.
I know. I do have to pay Jennifer.
Exactly.
I have Jennifer, too.
Exactly.
So, Adam.
Well, I mean, I give her credit, you know, for somebody just out of the blue randomly asking her, hey, I'm still honored.
Oh, okay.
Right,
he's
nice,
the easiest
man.
Customer.
Yeah,
these are the
fine.
People, if you're in a restaurant, you want to get this table.
Look, you paid for prime rib. You get prime rib. You wanted 7 days of stink on
up
there.
There
to
was a deal.
Up
7 days.
He wants seven.
Two.
Why do you care?
You
just put the socks on, wear them for 7 days, throw them in a bag. Here you go. You get your money. He gets what
That's
he wants.
That's easy for you to say.
Hey,
can you imagine
you have a foot
if
fetish.
AJ delivered halfway on something?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Or excuse
change,
me.
Change the terms of the deal
no.
in the middle on his own without discussing it
the
with anyone
terms
else.
The whole state would pound him down.
Of the agreement, we're up to seven days.
Why do
this is
you
4 days.
Care?
It's gross. Yeah, it's gross. I don't like my own feet right now.
From the woman who didn't shower for like 6 months right. during the pandemic.
Exactly. That's not true.
Right. Wore the same pair of sweatpants every day.
Yep. Right. That was fine.
But this is gross.
But there's a twist she hasn't mentioned yet. Ashley was wearing the socks over another pair of socks. So you did not have sock on skin.
Oh, you need that. You need the absorption.
Oh.
That was not...
I don't think I can...
That was not specified.
Wait. Hold on.
That was not specified.
Let him talk.
I don't know if I can do that. I think the deal's done.
Do you understand that these are the grossest socks?
Do you hear how you're talking to your customer?
Right. Do you understand? Yeah.
It's like, you're not the boss.
You don't want the sandwich okay? like that. You
if
want
this there is something
service.
Vague in the contract, it benefits the person who did not draft it, which is me. I want an attorney.
You know what? What
Call
is so hard?
An attorney. You have a customer who's willing to pay or
what,
not willing to
what
pay?
What is so hard?
And now he's not willing to pay.
That wasn't a term in the original verbal contract. I challenge Phil to bring up the audio. That was not.
What is so hard about
Hold
putting
on
a pair
you
of
don't,
socks
you don't
for
understand.
7 days?
Hold on a second.
The elastic has
you know,
given up.
You like don't just don't ever be
Did
in customer
you have
service.
To tattle on
okay?
me. Okay. You totally ratted me out.
Well, you don't what know
the
this
hell?
Show.
Well, there is that.
You didn't know this show.
What the hell?
Guess what? This is what we do.
AJ, have I ever thrown you under a bus?
Oh, God, so many times.
It's
part of the show.
How many times this week?
Oh, my God, exactly right. Yeah, I'm like a regular bus line.
I have the socks on my feet. I've had them on my feet since Monday.
But
that was the deal.
But
over
they have
socks,
to be on
no,
your feet.
No. Over socks, under socks. No.
You are the worst deal maker in the world.
I need to take my sweater off.
You know who this is? This is the person... who's in a business yelling at the customer,
right?
Telling the customer that you're completely wrong.
No, yeah. I was in customer service. They loved me. Here's the problem.
Yeah, when you left.
So not with this attitude.
This is a legal matter.
First of all,
oh my God,
will
so
you let him
easy.
Speak, please?
Sorry.
He said 5 words. He's been on for 15 minutes.
Yes.
He's
been shrieking at him the whole time.
Yeah. You should pay him for that. All right. Adam, what do you think?
Yep. Oh, I mean, I just don't know. I just don't know. I think that's a deal breaker right there.
Yeah, you were paying for a sock on skin. Right.
And she keeps saying,
absolutely.
I've been wearing the socks on my feet. You haven't.
Yes,
You've
I have.
Been wearing them on socks.
Since yes. Monday, yes, I have been.
That's false advertising.
They are on my feet. Over
Let's
socks
see.
Are... Over socks or under socks was not specified.
Oh.
It's implied. I mean, most normal people.
You know what this is?
Let's put socks on.
No.
Let's see underneath.
No.
Okay. You know what this is like? Can you imagine ordering a steak and it arrives cold and you say, this is ice cold? Well, it's not specified on the menu.
Hot steak.
Hot steak.
Does not say the word hot there.
And I would say that person has a lawsuit.
Wow.
Also, who cares about implied? Explicitly said, unwashed. And you washed them.
This it's not for up to.
No,
up
not
to.
Up, up,
I gotta turn her mic off.
It's unreal. It's,
you can still hear me on your mic.
This is the easiest money ever made.
Right.
You put socks on. You wear them for 7 days. You take them off. You put them in a bag. You get your money.
Unreal.
I understand how. It doesn't get easier
no,
than
it
this.
Doesn't. It really doesn't.
It's the easiest
easier.
Way to make money in the whole freaking world. I'd sign up for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you would.
Adam, do you want AJ socks?
He doesn't want mine.
Whoa. No way.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't want dudes. Right. He doesn't want dudes. I get it. I get it.
Ashley made a deal to sell her socks, worn, ripe, to Adam, and she broke that deal.
Yep.
I did not break the deal.
I know you think that if you keep saying that, that eventually we will believe it, but we don't.
The truth speaks volumes. Did not break the deal.
So where's the truth?
Yeah. So what do you think there, Adam?
Well, you know, it's one of those things. Ash, I don't know if you broke the deal, but no, I'd be honored. What yeah. can I say? You survived 4 days. You know what? That's
See, he's reasonable.
Days, 4 days. So you're the best customer. 4 days, socks on top of socks. You still want that?
It hasn't been all 4 days, socks on top of socks, by the way.
Absolutely.
You know,
still down.
Adam, I like you, but this is just encouraging her to do whatever she wants, whenever she wants.
I say start all over again.
Why would she ever listen to anything again?
I say start all over again, wear them the way I want them.
Certain
I
boots
have a feeling Mama G's screaming at the radio, yes, see?
Some boots require high socks. I can't wear those little teeny anklets. What am I supposed to do?
Don't wear boots for 7 days.
Right.
It's raining today. I had to wear my rain boots.
Why do you keep putting your feet
in? Yeah, please stop doing that.
We eat off there sometimes.
I'm sorry, Adam. What'd you say?
No, it's like you just wear longer socks over the little ones.
Yeah, exactly. Put the little ones underneath it.
He's got it figured out. He's a socksologist.
Yeah, so?
That was not a hard thing to figure out, Adam. No.
Well, I didn't think of that, so I wore them over. So okay. Tough cookies.
All right. All right, well, it sounds like you're in.
Yep, you're getting ripped off. Yeah. What the hell?
Well, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
They get added to the collection. Will this be your most valued piece in your collection?
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Really?
Wow. Yep.
Now, Ashley said she thought by stalking you on Facebook that you have a fiancé.
Yep. Yes, I do.
What does she think of all of this?
Not a huge fan, right. But, you know, just accepts me for everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Right. And that's how it should go in every relationship. Was there at what point in the relationship did you say, hey, those socks over there, you know?
By the way.
I kind of want those.
Did she walk in on you and you're like.
No, I was open about it on, like, the second date because I said, hey, I'm not going to waste everybody's time and keep some kind of secret thing.
Great.
You know, and that's really what, in relationships in the past, what had happened. You know, you try to keep it secret. And then again, like you were just saying, they'll catch you or something else. And it's like, hey, they're like, I'm not mad at that. I'm mad because you lied about it. So the moral of the story, just be honest and own who you are.
Brilliant.
Nice. Very nice.
Brilliant. Now, does it stop with socks or women's shoes as well?
For me, it's pretty much socks. I've never really gotten into the shoes. I mean, I could admire them and stuff, but I'm not going to go out and buy, like, like gym sneakers or anything.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you see a woman in nice shoes, you don't get all tingly.
Well.
He didn't say that. He didn't say that.
I got a lot of old shoes I could get rid of.
Yeah, you'll blow
that. Yeah, right.
I wouldn't trust you to do it correctly.
That's it. You're done. Point. This is one and done.
I had them all dry cleaned.
Right.
What do they do?
All right. So do you take the socks off today, tomorrow? When, Ashley?
Today is the last day because he was on a week ago.
Today's the last day.
Yeah.
You put them in a bag, seal them.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Put them in a bag and seal. Do not wash them first.
All right.
Or put Febreze or something.
Try not to screw it up.
I'm grossing myself out.
Yeah, but you're getting money.
How do you think we felt when we heard about your bra and about not showering and about the sweatpants and about...
I don't know any woman that washes their bra on a regular... You don't need to, unless you're like sweaty in the summer.
We've been down this path already.
This is why I'm in this room by myself.
All right, Adam, thank you. You're a very easy customer to
please.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thank you so much for having me. And, hey, you know what? There could always be another challenge in the future.
Okay.
We would love that. Well, the follow-up we would like is when you get these socks and you open the bag for the first time, we'd love it if you could
do a rating on it.
Like a Yelp review.
Exactly.
A Yelp review.
Right. Yeah. How are these to you? Yeah. You know, crispiness, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Right.
All of the 5 points of judging.
Exactly, right. Yeah.
Texture. Right.
These are very moist. Right. Yes.
Yeah. I love it.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. Dumbass.
Here we go.
When
you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. Brought to you by Nick and Nick's.
Thank you.
Roofing.
Nick and Nick.
We have sounders for this, don't we?
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks, Nick.
You sound great.
No, but everything has to sound like it's from a 1980s video game.
Right.
Do you have it? Are you looking it up?
Yeah, it's in my email somewhere.
Oh.
Nick and Nick.
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 Roofing.
And Nick. It's a cool name, Nick.
Of course, they're not labeled.
Short for Nicholas.
Right. I had a friend named Nick.
It's quicker to say Nick and Nick than Nicholas and Nicholas.
He's named after his dad shaving.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Chaz and AJ, Nick and Nick's Roofing, Dumbass News.
What's all that noise? Is this guy in a laser fight? Like he's in one of those, you know.
His dog got vaporized in the background.
Right.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, it went past the first fence. Yep. Went past the first fence.
It's like on a spaceship coming in, like, hot.
Right.
Chaz and AJ, Nick and Nick's Roofing, Dumbass News.
Well, sorry, what'd you say?
Right. I missed it.
Sound like a diving submarine.
And towards the end, a little...
We can't just have the guy say it?
No.
Nick and Nick.
Chaz and AJ, Nick and Nick's Roofing, Dumbass News.
Can we get that guy in the air? I want to talk to him.
Right. So many talk like this all the time. So hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm going to the bathroom.
And he likes adding that fuzz to his voice, like the...
Yeah.
I've had lots of coffee.
Does it come in like that, or does...
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, he does it all on his own.
Wow.
I've got lots of lasers.
Someone's got to buy him a new sound effect kit for Christmas.
Nice, yes.
It's so like modern rock in 1992.
I made a Caesar salad.
I've got a poopy.
Can we get him to say inappropriate things?
I've had lots of fiber.
Boner!
Oh my God, this is great.
There is a second option if you want to hear the other one.
Okay.
Sure.
Chaz and AJ, Nick and Nick's Roofing, Dumbass News.
Nice playing guitar.
That one's better.
Yeah.
There's a guitar in the background.
Yep.
Okay.
It's just so busy.
I know.
Can he just talk?
Yeah, just talk.
Can you imagine getting on the phone with this guy? Hey, you want to do something?
Yeah, Saturday night.
I'm kind of busy right now.
Chicken wings a bear.
I want to do the phone call.
Okay, what time you want to get together?
I was thinking 7 o'clock. Maybe 7:15.
Never mind.
Don't forget the sonar ping in the background.
Right.
Can I call you back later?
Chaz and AJ, Nick and Nick's Roofing, Dumbass News.
Oh, my God. I would be in this car for 5 seconds and say, just get out. I'd pull over and go, you've got to go.
Met him during sex? That was wonderful. I'm sorry, this usually happened.
No, but those sounds...
I worked out a lot today. I'm kind of tired. What's in the morning?
I was not expecting company.
I'll see a doctor.
Those sounds can't enhance it, though.
Right. With like a cigarette.
Not in a good way.
Put your hands on your hips.
What was good for you, too? Would you care for some Gatorade?
Gatorade.
Replace the electrolytes. You'd be quite sweaty. Just a thought.
Jesus. So.
That guy not good in church.
No.
Or a library.
What do you mean be quiet? Yeah. Is there a problem, officer?
What's his day like? Do I use the laser or the explosion here?
Right.
He just uses all of them at once.
Yeah.
I can't decide. I'll do all of them.
His real voice.
Chaz and AJ, Nick and Nick's Roofing, Dumbass News.
His real voice sounds like this. Hello?
Please pass the Cheerios.
He sounds like the Martian guy.
A droopy dog.
So you're looking for some voiceover work? Let me finish my Cocoa Puffs. I'll be right with you.
Hold on. Turn on your studio button.
Chaz and AJ, Nick and Nick's Roofing, Dumbass News.
There you go. You sound better.
Thank you very much.
That's why people think there is a radio voice you're supposed to use.
Has he listened to the radio lately?
Chaz and AJ, Nick and Nick's Roofing, Dumbass News.
Wow, that's a lot of sound.
There's a lot going on there.
There's a lot in a few seconds.
You gotta be dizzy at the end of the day.
I know.
And my thing is, I think I have hemorrhage. This is why sex is not coming out so good.
I've also got my volume slider here down a bit because it comes in hot.
Yeah.
It's real hot. The volume's all the way up.
How does he sleep at night? All this stuff's going on in his head.
Snore, snore, snore. Rock and rock. I have to get up to pee.
Ow, I stubbed my toe.
Give me the garbage was wet.
Now I need a glass of water.
My God, I'm so sweaty.
I'm pretty sure he's just a robot. Right.
Yeah, maybe it's just a giant computer somewhere.
Right. Yeah, it can't be a real person.
All right, so dumbass news.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Nick and Nick's Roofing.
Thank you, Nick and Nick.
Thank you, Nick and Nick.
Nick and Nick.
Woman refused to return $1.2 million accidentally deposited into her account. 33-year-old Kellen Spadoni of New Orleans.
Spadoni.
Checked her Charles Schwab investment account in February, found $1.2 million in there. They had meant to deposit $82.
Oh, a little oversight.
But gave her $1.2 million by mistake.
Whoops.
Thank you.
Yeah, just take it and run.
But the numbers aren't even, I can see if it was $12
yeah.
or $1,200.
Yeah.
82?
Not even close.
There was a cat on the keyboard and just kept pressing the...
Weren't we just teasing Monopoly? It's like, this never happens.
Right. The bank never makes a mistake in your favor.
Right. Well, every now and then, I guess, huh?
I think we just said that this week.
Like yesterday.
Supposed to be $82. $1.2 million. Where, where's our money?
So, here's the kicker. She works at the sheriff's department.
Oops.
Probably should have known better.
Yeah, I would think.
She didn't. Instead, she quickly transferred all of the money into a different account, went out, bought a house and a car.
Wow.
Smart. Best stimulus check ever.
Like the game of life. You bought a car.
And a house.
What kind of car do you think she bought?
I'm guessing like a Beamer or something.
Like a Ferrari.
Yeah.
I'm going to say one of those SUV Porsches.
Ooh. Hyundai Genesis.
Huh. Hmm. Well, those are pretty good. One that Tiger Woods flipped over.
That's right. That's like their new luxury line.
Yes.
Ah.
Right.
That's right, AJ.
And we know they survive crashes.
I read that and I thought, well, she doesn't want anyone. No one will know if I buy a Hyundai Genesis.
Right. The top of line Hyundai.
I didn't realize it was a very nice one.
Yeah, they're not cheap.
So eventually Charles Schwab figured it out. Now, I don't know if it was Charles Schwab
himself.
Right, right. I'm like, Charles Schwab. Where's
I'm
our money?
A couple of dollars.
Right.
What a name. Schwab.
Schwab.
Schwab it. He figured out what happened, or they figured out what happened, but she kept dodging them, ignoring their calls. And finally, the police got involved. She was arrested last week for theft, bank fraud, illegal transmission of monetary funds.
Hey.
I say that's a gift at that point.
How do you work it if you want to keep the money? You take all the cash out, put it in a suitcase, walk it down the street, say you were robbed.
Right.
So I was trying to bring it back.
Yes. And that was...
in cash.
Set upon by a band of gypsies. And they got in their caravan and took off. I have no idea where they went.
Yeah.
No license, place to write down.
Right.
Everybody had a mask over their face for some kind of Mardi Gras.
What a horrible sight.
Seriously.
And if you give it back, they don't really give you a reward. Like, hey.
They should. Make an incentive. You know what? We screwed up.
Yeah. Like telling someone they won, and then you take it back.
Exactly.
All right. You want to play the guy?
Chaz and AJ. Nick and Nick's Roofing. Dumbass News.
I just feel like he's smoking right now. Right.
Smoke coming. Like electricity is coming out of his head.
Flo has been trying to get on for a while. Good morning, Flo.
Flo!
Hello?
Hi, Flo.
Hi, Flo.
How you been? Good.
And I'm going to rip my own teeth out, put them in a box, and bring them to school.
I'll collect them.
The heck's going on?
Are you on? Flo?
Flo!
Flo, turn the radio down.
Let it flow, Flo.
Hello?
Hello, Flo. What do you know?
I'm only doing this for a few more seconds.
First, I want to say, I want to congratulate you, Chaz, on your marriage.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. And it's a yes, dear. No, dear. I'll take care of it, dear.
Exactly.
Anyway, I have a little poem about our...
Hold on a second. Is that the hardest thing to learn?
No.
To keep your mouth shut?
Exactly.
Oh, boy. If I could only learn that, my life would be so much better.
Five words. Yes, honey, you are right.
Sounds good.
I can't do it. I'm not that I am not wired that way.
What's going on?
I'd rather run myself through a wood chipper.
Flo's ready to go.
Keep my mouth shut.
Flo's ready to go here.
Can't do it. I'm sorry. Was all of that out loud? Yeah, Flo, go ahead. You're on the air.
Sound like multiple sweepers.
Oh, I'm on the air?
Yes.
Well, I have a little poem for the... I don't know whether you guys are joking around or what.
You're on the air!
Oh, shut up. Okay, this is wash your hands from the dirt and sand to keep the germs away.
Okay.
Do this faithfully every day, and the corona will fade away. Are you listening?
Yep.
Yeah, we're right here.
We're ripping.
All right. Now, I have something for the water doctor. Is it all right if I say it?
Is it good?
It's a poem.
Yes, it is good.
Awesome.
All right. Start at the end.
Because I had a well for 41 years. I know what I'm talking about.
All right.
Let's hear it then.
When your water, be quiet. When your water system's pressure drops and the water becomes slow, sluggish, or stops, don't despair. Just call the water doctors who care. It doesn't matter when you call. They will be there for you and all. The fee they charge is always fair. Don't hesitate. The water doctors are great. Just call.
You're a great poet.
Seriously.
Were you writing about me?
Yeah, I love to do that. And to talk about a back scratcher, I'm going to tell you mine.
Okay.
You know the spaghetti twisters, when you want a certain amount of spaghetti out of the pot?
Uh-huh. Oh, no,
They have this utensil that's plastic, has 11 teeth around it. I use that as my back scratcher, and it works.
Do you wash it before you use it on pasta?
I don't know. I don't use it for pasta. It's my back scratcher.
Right. It's a separate item.
I see.
Yeah, I'm using like cheese grater for your heels.
Flo.
Yes.
How old are you?
93.
Oh, wow.
God bless you.
She just had a birthday,
I think. The devil takes me. God bless you and the devil takes you.
Back when...
Last week, day after after Easter was my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I lived through Hoover when he was the president. So you figure how far back.
Hoover,
all about
the vacuum cleaner guy.
Yes. Hoover sucked. Yes.
You know, the dam.
Yes.
I like water. I had a well for 41 years. Wells. They're very good.
I wanted to go.
You know, you're talking about hair. You know what a bald-headed man says? Hair today and gone tomorrow.
Boom, boom, boom.
So I wanted to go back to the well thing. When you first had a well, was that with the bucket and the rope?
No, it was done by a professional from Seymour, because I lived in Ansonia. Right. And I lived where they have the nature center there. That was a farm of 80 acres. And it bordered Seymour and Woodbridge. And this man was a special person like your water doctor there. And he dug the well, and I hit water at 25. And he stopped at 85, and he said to me, you have a rare well that I could service 7 homes 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and still come up with a reserve.
Wow.
Wow. 25 feet, you hit water. That house is on top of a reservoir.
I used to take a bath in the water with wells, and people didn't even have that type of water to drink.
You can't
beat well water. I don't care what anybody says.
93 years old. What is your first memory as a girl? What was the technology like? Like, did you have to,
There were horses on the road.
Okay.
Oh, I got to tell you about the Bucket Brigade. I gave that name to these women. When there were horses on the road and they did their job, they did their droppings, there would be women there with little buckets and little shovels picking it up, and they would fight over it because they use it to use it as fertilizer, because don't forget, it was depression.
Yeah.
So they made little gardens, and they were fighting over the droppings of the horse.
Wow. That's incredible.
They called it a bucket brigade.
And the roads were cobblestone? Cobblestone then?
We had sand. We had no roads.
Wow. Dirt roads.
We had snow. We had outhouses. We were lucky. We had a condo outhouse. Our neighbor and I were connected. We were just separated by a big plywood. So imagine the music. Imagine the music we were making.
Wonderful.
But you had to go out to the outhouse in the middle of the night in the winter if you had to go.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
And the snow, you had what we did is the snow was so high that my neighbor, we were the second house to the end of the street, and it's not far from here. I was born two blocks away from here, and I went to the school that's housing now. Anyway, when they had to go underneath, we had to make tunnels. The neighbor would start, and then it would come to our property. Then we had to dig, make sure we go underneath, go to the next one, and it continued till we get to the store. It was so high, the snow was so high, you could never pile it away. You had to make tunnels.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, and like I said, I had a hookworm. I was eating sand and grass, sour grass, because we were so hungry. There was 11 of us in the family.
Yeah.
And the house next door was 13 kids.
You know, think
imagine
about this now. They're telling us to eat healthy.
Right.
Eat salad, eat fruits and vegetables. She was eating sand.
Yep. So sandwiches are
right. 93.
Yep.
Don't have processed foods.
Like I tell you, and I started with Hoover as the president, so you could imagine what we went through. And the depression was terrible. Even the banks went bankrupt.
Right.
When the people says, oh, at least we can go to the bank and get some of our money, buy some bread for the family.
Gone.
When they looked at the window, it said big letters, bankrupt.
Yeah, no FDIC back then.
Nope.
And what happened is the people broke down the doors, they broke the windows, they attacked the people that worked in the bank.
Can you imagine?
They were desperate. There was nothing.
We thought it was bad a year ago when there was no toilet paper.
Yep.
Can you imagine what these people went through?
Yep. Amateurs.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, we had no toilet paper. We used to go and collect
I do not want your fingernail
could you
clippings.
Could you picture a glossy paper and you have a diarrhea?
Oh, wait. What? A glossy paper? What? Like a newspaper?
Like photo paper?
Because we had no... Yeah, because we had no toilet paper. Nobody had toilet paper.
Was it not invented, or that
magazines?
Was a rich person thing?
We had magazines, and you know how the glossy paper, you have a diarrhea, you try it.
I'm good.
I so don't want breakfast anymore.
She's tough.
Like I said, people think they have it bad now. No.
Right.
You know? So imagine, like I said, somebody said to me, why don't you write a book?
I get up. At night and get out of the warm bed
right.
in the winter.
Uh-huh.
It's
and
the
I'm
worst.
Walking to a heated bathroom,
right.
and my feet will hit the ceramic tile.
Like, ooh,
this is cold. She's
water.
Getting up in the middle of the night.
Right, going through a tunnel.
Through snow.
Well,
through
a tunnel. I have to tell you a good one. My mother had plants, okay? And she couldn't understand why the plants weren't growing. So one day my sister went out and she put her hand out. And she come into the house, and she said to my mother, Ma, the rain, it's hot. I said, it's raining hot water. My mother says, what? My brother didn't want to go to the bathroom. He used to open the window and let himself out that way.
Oh.
He would let the water go on the flowers. That's why her flowers were dying.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yep. There was no purple rain.
I mean, we could laugh now, but it wasn't funny.
Yeah, no, it's that is not
That's
funny.
That's why the tomatoes tasted funny.
But anyway, Chaz, I congratulate you on your marriage, okay?
Thank you very much. I'm a lucky
man.
Don't
forget, it's yes, dear, no, dear. I'll take it. And by the way, you have a good listener. I have a female parakeet. She loves rock and roll music.
There you go.
What's her name?
Tweety.
Tweety.
Oh,
Tweety.
What a perfect name.
Tweety. And she'll go dancing from one end of the perch to the other when you play rock and roll.
How about AC/DC?
And that's one female that doesn't talk. Would you believe it? Females don't talk. Only the males. Okay, anyway, you guys have a good day.
All right, Flo. You too.
Okay, nice, Flo.
Take care of yourself.
You too. Wowie. What a woman.
Let it flow, right?
She's still full of fire.
Yep.
Life,
in 93.
Yes.
She wanted to kick your ass at first.
Yeah, you shut up.
She was going to beat the crap out of Phil before we put her on the air.
She was so mad. She called in. I picked up. We were just doing the collection bit. We were talking to the Corvette guy with the matchbox. And she was like, I have a poem. I'm like, okay, is it about a collection? She's like, what? No, you don't ever let me on. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
At me?
She went on for like a minute. I'm like, hey, Flo, if you just called in to yell at me, like, I got to go. Like, we're in the middle of something. So I hung up, and then she called back, and then she threatened me. And then she said she was going to email the big people at the station, and I'm going to tell them. I said, well, I'll let you on.
You're getting reviewed tomorrow. Any concert information or breaking news?
Well, no information other than we are actively working on getting some 2021 shows for the summer, although the governor has not yet given us the thumbs up on how we can do them without social distancing. But today's Thursday, and there's still some days left in the week for me to hope that we can get the okay. But I'm going to go ahead as if we're going to be opening up for the summer at full capacity.
Right. Why not?
At some point during the summer. I'm not saying it's going to be June. Maybe, you know, hopefully it'll be in July.
The beginning of all this, it was about flattening the curve.
Flattening.
Right? Flattening, yes.
Oh, we flattened it and hammered it down to 3%.
Yep.
You know.
So. Yeah, and we're in the middle of April right now. So, you know, I'm talking July. So my sincere hope and expectation is in July, it'll be quite different in July. And we'll be able to really start living our lives more like we used to live our lives. And we're getting a lot of vaccinations. And you're right, the positivity rate's going down, the hospitalizations are going down, and the deaths are almost non-existent at this point. So
let's rock.
Yeah, so
let's
I spent a lot of the day yesterday with an agent at in Bridgeport showing them around, and of course they were impressed. I took some pictures, which I'll put up on my Facebook page in a little while.
Oh, nice.
And it's looking great. Awesome. You guys should come back down.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm there.
I am ready.
Good.
Have you, do you collect things? I know you have some rock memorabilia, right? And
yes.
You'll be hanging that in Jimmy Koplik's bar at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport when it opens.
Yes. Yes, we showed you the empty room. It's now carpeted, and the bar is going in, and it will be like a mini Connecticut Hall of Fame. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with a lot of gold records in there and posters from shows that we did and pictures of me with certain artists. And it'll be a lot of fun to go through.
Awesome.
So we were talking about things people collect, and we have one guy who collects socks, and he offered Ashley $100 for her worn, unwashed socks. And then I was thinking, I don't know what I collect. And it occurred to me as the AC/DC song was ending, I collect concert tickets.
There you go.
Mm.
I have concert tickets from the very first concert I went to.
That's cool.
Wow. Jimmy, your name's on all of them. And
what, Jimmy's?
Yeah. Concert tickets.
Well, you should put them in a frame. I did that with backstage passes. And if you put them in a frame, they're pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
We'll hang them up in there if you want.
Really?
Nice.
Hmm. I might make a little special thing that, you know, with a ticket in it.
Collage?
No, like a picture of the artist.
Oh, okay.
On stage, and then the ticket, and then the date. Yeah.
That sounds nice.
All right.
Well, I've done that with a couple of my tickets. I grabbed the set list from the artist, and
That's
I put
cool.
the set yeah. list, and I put the tickets in a frame, and it's pretty cool. And it's easy to get. I've got the official set list that the artist used on stage, but you can go always on setlist.com and grab the set list off that. And put that in the frame of the ticket, and you've got even a better memory.
Jimmy, have you ever talked to my wife, Jennifer?
No, I haven't. I want to meet the woman that actually decided that they should marry you. She's like, you must be a saint.
She is. She's on the phone. Jennifer, Jimmy, Jennifer.
Pleasure to meet you, Jimmy.
A pleasure to meet you, too. I hope to meet you in person.
Absolutely. Very soon, hopefully.
I know Jimmy's thinking she's going to hit me up for concert tickets. No.
Here's it coming.
Yeah. Yeah. It's because we're talking about the weird things you collect. Jimmy collects rock and roll memorabilia, and it'll be at the place in Bridgeport when it opens. Jennifer texted me during the song that she collected something weird, and I said, you got to call in.
Yes. When you were talking about, had that segment earlier, when I was a child and I would lose a tooth, I had a little yellow floral pillow that I'd place a tooth in, and my mom would give me a dollar or whatever. And I saved all of the teeth when I was little. I don't know why.
Okay.
Go to school, Phil, by chance.
Well, she's in medicine, so yes. It was right. Curiosity, research.
One still has spinach in it.
Ew.
No, and I would like to be clear, I do not have them still. I do not.
I think it's great. My father was a dentist and my grandfather was a dentist, so I had a lot of teeth in my house also.
I knew.
Thank you, Jimmy.
I knew he was going to. This is why he's the king.
Exactly.
He is the king. He does not let anyone feel awkward.
No.
Unlike you.
I knew he was going to do it. The king.
Peace and love.
That's right, Jimmy.
Good you.
That's right.
Teeth and love.
Teeth and love.
Since you and I have been together, Chaz, I've saved every concert ticket since we started going together. So you know, I had everything.
You know when we knew we had good seats to a concert? We were sitting there, and Mitchell Ettis, who was the CEO of Mohegan Sun, was sitting behind us.
Whoa.
And then Jimmy comes out right before Bruce comes on, and he's like three rows in front of us. I'm like, if I'm this close where I could see Jimmy, the back of Jimmy's head, we have good seats.
Well, you're right. With Bruce Springsteen, I'm usually trying to sit down and watch the show. That's for sure.
All right, hon. Go take your teeth and go to work.
Yes, sir. Nice to meet you, Jimmy.
Love you.
Same here.
Love you guys.
Last week, we ended with him almost giving us his top five albums from the 80s.
Yes.
So there are two left. So number five is Sports, Huey Lewis. Great album. These are all great.
Yep.
Number four... Back in the High Life again, Steve Winwood.
Okay.
Which was a beautifully titled album because he was back in the High Life again.
Very appropriate.
And number three, Brothers in Arms, Dire Straits. Mm-hmm. Another, that's not my cup of tea.
It wouldn't be in yours.
There's a guy on there from Connecticut, Jimmy, you were telling us about.
Yeah, a fellow by the name of Jack Sonny, who I believed and lived in West Hartford at the time. We became friends that night because his whole family was there, I remember. And goodness gracious, this must have been 35 years ago, whatever it was. But I remember his family was there, and he was a great guitarist. To be in Dire Straits, you have to be a great guitarist, no question about that. And a great guy, and we became really good friends from that night. And I was really proud to know a member of Dire Straits.
He's going to come on, so we'll have you on at the same time.
Oh, that'd be great. I haven't spoken to him in a while.
All right.
Other than on Facebook we speak, but not verbally.
Right.
Number two.
Number two is an album that I've talked about in the past by one of my favorite artists from Long Island, Billy Joel's An Innocent Man. I think An Innocent Man is one of the great albums of all time. I'm a musicologist, and Billy and I have talked about this album, and it really pays respect to a lot of the music that he grew up on and the artists that he grew up on. And I see the linkage between the song and the artist that he told me about on a song-by-song basis. And Uptown Girl's on that, and there are a lot of other hits that are on that album, and I thought it was just great.
For the Longest Time.
Song?
Easy Money.
Well, you know, and For the Longest Time, you know, the talk about it, it's a doo-wop type song, and he talks about Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Easy Money, he told me, was about James Brown. Sounded like James Brown. He did it like James Brown.
Which one?
To do it. Easy Money.
Easy Money.
Yeah, it kind of screams it.
That's the opening track?
Yeah.
Immediately.
And this ended up being a theme to the Rodney Dangerfield movie.
Yep. Easy Money. It was a great movie.
Hey. It was great.
Yes,
God, I've got stories on Rodney Dangerfield someday.
Here's my sympathy.
Oh, no, you got to tell Ashley this story. The Rodney Dangerfield story?
Oh, the one at the Palace Theater in New Haven was just... I mean, I've had a lot of great stories with Rodney. He lived in Westport, so... and he was one of Michael Bolton's best friends. So getting together with the two of them was was crazy. Michael Bolton, if you ever have him on, you got to ask him to do his Rodney Dangerfield impression. There's nobody that does better.
Wow. Than
Michael on Rodney.
So
the Palace.
But that song, that album had probably six giant hits on it.
You saw his wiener.
What? Michael Bolton's or Rodney Dangerfield?
That's where the danger came from.
Or both.
Dangerfield.
It was the Dangerfield.
Right.
You saw
Michael
the Dangerfield
Bolton.
Of Dangerfield.
Right.
Yes, that's true.
May I ask why?
It was a
well,
Thursday.
Should I tell the story now?
Yeah.
Well, Rodney, I always had to pay Rodney directly. He didn't carry a road manager. He's the type of guy he wanted to be paid directly himself. So every time, and I did Rodney most of the Northeast because I was a Connecticut boy and he was a Connecticut guy, and we became really good friends, and he trusted me to go to Providence with him and markets I didn't go to and all of upstate New York. But our home base was really either when he played Stanford at the Palace or New Haven at the Palace, or Woolsey Hall we once had him at also. I go backstage at the Palace in New Haven, and he always says, give him 5 minutes, and in 5 minutes, he takes off his clothes because he's always sweating on stage because he drinks that hot tea on stage to make him sweat. And I walk in, and he's got always had a bathrobe on. But this night, he had this crappy white bathrobe, and he never tied it.
Oh, no.
So I had to pay him, and he's sitting there, and I said, Rodney, there's a reason they put belts on bathrobes. So he goes, well, some people want to put belts on bathrobes because they want to hide what they have. I have no need to hide what I have.
I can hear that in that Rodney Dangerfield voice.
Hey, what do you expect?
And you know, guys, when you go to the urinal in a public place, you try to keep your head straight ahead.
Yes.
And we all just try to not look to the left or the right.
Yep.
I'm sure you guys feel the same way.
But straight ahead, yep.
You know, guy, it's a guy thing. You kind of, but you can't. I couldn't help but look. This is right in front of me. So I go,
and?
Rodney, come on, belt up. He goes, jealous, aren't you?
Hey, jealous, aren't you?
Oh no!
Wow.
Yes, and I had good reason to be jealous. I must admit.
Really, he's gifted.
He got respect. Yes,
he was gifted.
Yes. Wow. I remember the first time I heard Uptown Girl on the radio, I thought, wow, Frankie Valli has a new song out.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Did not realize it was him. I thought, oh, my God, this guy's a friggin' genius. And I heard that he would, when warming up, he used to do sound checks. He doesn't do sound checks anymore.
Okay.
But when he did sound checks, he would sound check with Frankie Valli songs.
Frankie Valli songs and Beatles songs.
Wow.
For the range, I guess.
His two biggest influences.
I can't wait to hear the number one album is on Jimmy Complex's list of top albums from the 80s.
It's Escape by Journey.
Nice!
What, do you got a field goal?
Escape. Let's look that up.
We should see
that Journey. Absolutely the album I played the most in the 80s. No question about it.
I thought it might be a Chicago album because I know you're a big fan.
I'm a Chicago 70s fan. When they got into the 80s, I thought they completely wimped out, and God forbid, if PLR ever played a song by Chicago in the 80s, I would change the channel.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't.
Okay. So you were not a...
Peter Cetera fan, no.
Prom music Chicago
no.
fan.
That's
no.
Don't Stop Believin' opens up that that album. Stone in Love, Who's Crying Now, Keep on Running, They Still Ride, and then side two is Escape. Lay It Down, Dead or Alive, Mother, Father, and Open Arms closes.
And what helped me love the album, of course, to me, Don't Stop Believing is one of the best songs of the decade. It's up there with in my opinion, with Jump. Those are probably the two best songs of the decade, in my opinion. Probably the songs I listen to the most are those two songs. But Open Arms, when I got Open Arms on the radio in Connecticut, and Open Arms was their third single, and it was a ballad, and they had never really put out a ballad before, I got a gift sent to me by the band. And I'm sitting in my office in New York, and I walk in. I came in always later than Shelley because I was living in Connecticut, and Shelley lived in the city. So Shelley goes, something smells really interesting in your office. And I go, what are you talking about? And I walk in, and there's a Federal Express envelope on my desk. And I smell the smell, and I open up the envelope, and the gift they gave me was that they sent me from Northern California for thanking them was a, they said, it was flowers, as they put it.
Flowers.
We can't send you roses. They would die, but we'll send you this flower. Enjoy.
Right.
And I'm guessing it was good.
It was very good because it was Northern California.
Right. And they were fresh. It was buds.
I picture you and Shelly slow dancing together after trying these flowers.
In the audience.
Shelly was straight.
Two open arms.
That's what part of it made us good partners.
I ordered cheeseburgers.
I love you, man. I love you, too.
No, I love you.
I love you more.
You know who else? I love Journey. Journey, man.
I love some food right now. Get some Doritos.
Oh, Steve Perry's voice. We need that back.
Yeah, I saw them on the Raised on Radio tour, and his voice was just as strong as ever. And Randy Jackson from American Idol was the bass player.
Yep.
That's
weird.
With the flat top.
Pacific Center. Yep.
And he's back now.
Yeah. Right.
Well, because they kicked out the other members.
Yeah, but the other members tried a coup, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
They tried to take over the band.
Yep, you can't do that.
Tried to take the name.
Nope.
Did you hear about that?
Went their separate ways.
Oh, I heard all about that. Oh. I heard about that from one of the band members.
Right.
One of the winning band members.
Yeah.
That sounds like Neil.
Yes.
It's always Neil.
You're right. What happened to democracy is what he said.
Yeah. So they had to... What's going on over there? Are you putting a record on a turntable?
No, I'm sorry. Dealing with my dog.
Jack!
Jack!
Hi, Jack.
Jack, yep, Jack.
Right before the break, I make stuff up as I go along sometimes.
Yeah.
I said, oh, we're going to hear the other albums that almost made Jimmy's list.
He's like, what?
Well, we went to break, and I said, sorry, Jimmy. Never gave you a warning on that one.
What's the deal, man?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. Now, look, if you're a music lover, you always have more than one song that you and one more than one album. And there are certain, and it's an era that a lot of new bands came out. I think of U2, and I love Boy, which was really their first big album. I love Joshua Tree, which was just an enormously great album. 1984, I mean, I know, Chaz, that might be yours, number one, I don't know. But
yeah.
Jumped to me, literally jumped out of the speakers to me. And as I said earlier, I think it could be the best song of the decade. Hearing Van Halen, instead of having Eddie play lead guitar, he played lead keyboards. And I went, whoa. And at that time, I didn't even know who was playing it. Until I saw them in concert, and it was Eddie that was playing it.
Yeah, when you put the needle down on side one, track one, every Van Halen fan was like, what is this?
Huh?
Huh? And so you go from that to Jump. Panama. Top Jimmy.
Cool.
Yeah, you have to be
a
fan for that. But this is a good theme song for Jimmy.
Yeah.
He's the top Jimmy.
Exactly.
Drop Dead Legs.
That's a great song.
Underrated one.
Yep.
Yeah. This one just didn't get a lot of play because there were so many other Van Halen songs that came off of it.
They love that one live now. Well, they did.
Hot for Teacher.
Yep.
One of the best videos of all time.
Sit down, Waldo.
And then I'll wait.
Yep. At the men's room.
This was an Eddie album. Diver Down was a Dave album. He picked the songs. This album, Eddie said, this is how it's going to go. And what a great album to end with David Lee Roth and that run.
Yeah. It was a great concert.
That's a great pick, Jimmy.
Some with autograph.
That's a great pick.
Yeah, if you had asked me for number six, I would have been number six for sure. It was a great decade for music. It really was. And then I always would sneak in an album that came out in very late 1979, which was The Long Run by the Eagles. We had them in concert at the Yale Bowl on the Long Run tour, and that concert took place in June of 80. So I always think of that as an 80s album.
That's one of your top three concerts, right? Watkins Glen, Eagles Heart, Little River Band, Yale Bowl, right?
And yes, and Paul McCartney at the Hartford Civic Center. And those were probably, and then the Stones at Toads.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's definitely up there.
Jeez. Wow.
Got some amazing concerts.
Yeah, no question.
Yep.
No question.
Yeah. Well, and more historical to come in Bridgeport.
Yep.
Woo!
Cannot wait.
What else? Any other 80s albums that you liked that come to mind?
Yeah, there were certainly other 80s albums that I liked. But I was in the era of that time of really looking at what I considered let's put it this way. I played the same albums over and over again.
Mm. Right, most of us did. Yep.
I really did. And I'm not trying to take anything away from any other albums, but I really just loved playing. Escape, I couldn't take off. I love Steve Perry's voice. I thought musically they came, that was the highlight of their career, that album. And I talked to my daughter about it earlier in the week because she was born in 77. So 83, I think, is when Escape. So she was 6 or 7. She was starting to get into music. And I said, do you remember me playing Journey a lot? And she goes, oh, my God. That's why I love Journey, because you played it so much. There was some great Springsteen, The River, Darkness on the Edge of Town. There were some great Springsteen albums out there in that era, too.
Oh, Born in the USA.
Yeah, Born in the USA, I think it was 84, if I remember correctly. But there were great Springsteen albums, for sure.
The River, definitely.
The River's a great album. There are very few double albums that should be double albums. That's a double album that should be a double album.
Yeah, it's a good line. I agree. There are very few double albums. Can you imagine if they took the best of a double album, made it a single album? It could be on any artist.
Right.
Classic it would be.
It'd be best of.
Yep.
Yeah. Unreal. So you go from that.
By the way, 5 years ago, I had Journey and Santana at Mohegan Sun. Five years ago today.
Wow.
Oh, that's fun. Cause
it's a good package.
Neil Sean, 16 years old, was on stage playing with was in Santana's band.
Huge hair.
So that's cool.
At that show, Jibby, did Neil do a song with Santana?
Yes.
Oh,
that's cool. That's really cool.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
Wow.
Love it.
Isn't that great when artists get together and play together? We had Billy Joel and Elton John up at the Hartford Civic Center for a couple of shows.
Yep.
They did the same thing. They would open the show playing together and close the show playing together, and they would sing each other's songs.
Oh, that's even cooler.
So Billy would do an Elton song, and Elton would do a Billy while they were both on stage, but the lead would be done by the other artist.
Can you have that come back around? I want to go see that, please.
I missed that one.
Ah.
Santana. And that's one of those, it's not just him in a three-piece band. That's like bongos and horn section.
There's like
and,
27
the whole nine
people
yards
up there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easily.
Always something to look at. Always something to listen to.
Is there a band, you know what? This is going to be my question, and this is how we'll start next week.
Okay.
The band.
Oh, wow. I'm getting warned on a question.
Take notes.
Preparation time.
Heads up coming.
Homework. The band that had the strongest smell of weed when they went on.
Well, that's easy.
All right, Jimmy. Thank you, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.